take place tonight. Golden State is leading that series 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I've talked about this before. There's a story. Here's a story that many people might look at and say, wow, that's amazing. That's awesome. That's incredible. But I can tell you, many people are also going to listen to this next story that I say and get scared, become frightened. Human lifespan could soon pass 100 years thanks to medical tech, says Bank of America. One of the biggest investment opportunities over the next decade will be in companies working to delay human death, a market expected to be worth at least $600 billion by 2025. And that gets into various different companies that are involved with that. I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about the people that are scared. Who do you think they might be? Yeah. People worried about outliving their money. People, I've gone over this before here on the program. Why do you think there's so many commercials on TV for reverse mortgages? Why do you think that is? See, a lot of senior citizens, they were sold a big, fat, stinking lie. Hey, listen, it works for some. I'm not saying that. Listen, okay, my father was a school teacher. School teacher, he's got one hell of a pension. He also owned a business. The entire time we were growing up. And he put money away and he saved. They're fine. They're fine. I had to worry about it. My dad's out fishing 2-3 times a week, for crying out loud. He'd go every day, I think, if he could. The weather was good. But that's him. And my mother. That's their situation. Others, not so much. Pensions are not as much as they thought they would be. Pensions failing. Not enough saved. We've gone after the entire concept of retirement, and I'm one that's not a fan of it. And we've often talked about here on the program the idea of actually rethinking it. And we all know. The advances, the medical advances, are a hell of a lot better. The ability, the things that people know about taking care of their bodies and working out and proper nutrition. We all know, if you want to stay healthy, God willing, you know what? You have a lot to stay in yourself staying healthy. Obviously, there's genetic issues from time to time and diseases that are tough. I get that. But people are living longer and healthier lives. It's just that simple. And this is why I constantly get story after story. And these are all "see, I told you so" moments. More older Americans are unretiring. There's a retirement crisis in America where most will be unable to afford a solid life. And I read that sentence. A retirement crisis in America will most be unable to afford a solid life, then why retire? You may get tired. They may want you out of a certain job at a certain age. Move on to something else. Move on to something else. You don't have to participate. Another story. Half of older Americans have nothing in retirement savings. There's issues as well. There are many issues when it comes to retiring that people just, they don't even consider. Many people suffer an identity crisis for a period of time. When you've spent a long period of time working in a job, you're going to find it a little bit odd to no longer be identified as the person who is that expert, that person that they would go to because you had all the experience, right? That may last, it might not. It all kind of depends on what your job is. And listen, there's constant things that you're gonna have to worry about. That you're gonna be. What happened to me? How am I living at this point in time? But you know what I get a lot of, too? And I was actually reading about this, a column about this past week. And I get this, too. A lot of people that decide to stop working, they end up being disappointed that they aren't much happier. Yeah. They start to wonder. I thought it would be. I think those commercials on TV made it look a lot different. Another one. You constantly wonder whether this is all there is left in life. There's lots of things out there, people, and I'm not going to get into them all. And I'm going to say, for some people, yeah, they're done. They don't feel like working more. That's fine. That's your choice. But to think that you're going to see people on a regular basis living to 100. Well, you think that the system that we have in place, you think Social Security, Medicare, the pension system we have in place, is going to stay afloat? No way. No way, no how. Not going to happen. We already talked about maybe I'll get into a little bit later on in the program, talk about Social Security and the numbers there. How is it sustainable? We're talking 3 decades? 3 decades of retirement? Nah. That's just not going to work out. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to talk a little bit about this as well. It's, you know why I'm going to bring this up? It's one of the things that we do. We help families out with their businesses. I have a family business. Markowski Investments, I started, and my brothers joined. when they finish school. Two out of the three brothers. So there's three of us. And we're the sole shareholders of our company. We recently added another Markowski. My nephew, Josh, has joined. And he's learning the ropes, and he's working his tail off, and he's doing an absolutely phenomenal job. He is. But there's certain realities of family businesses that, again, a lot of people, they don't like to talk about. They don't like to deal with. Families don't know how to go about dealing with them. How many people out there, how many of my listeners out there, you kind of look at your kids sometimes and you say to yourself, wow, this is ridiculous. I can't, my kids are so spoiled compared to the way that I had it. And I'm not so much talking about walking up the, you know, the hill. Walking up the hill and 10 feet of snow on the way to school. But come on. And I see this in my own children. They didn't have to do the things that I had to do when I was younger. And how's that going to translate? How's that going to translate? Hey, my nephew Josh is joining us now. What am I going to do? Am I going to sit him down and talk to him, talk about all the trials and tribulations and the stuff that his father and his uncles went through? It's a difficult conversation to have, family business, and how you go about moving them and moving on to the next generation. We're going to take a quick break right here. We're going to get back. We're going to delve into some degree and also some of the things we like to talk about when it comes to owning a business, which, again, highly, highly recommend. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Somebody's gonna
come undone. Mike Hewitt here. Pelosi tells her Democrat caucus that Trump is goading us to impeach him. Truth is, she's placed herself between a rock and a hard place. Like Trump or not, the nearly $40 million investigation says he's innocent of collusion, which isn't illegal in the first place. Ask Hillary. The special prosecutor doesn't like Trump, but do taxpayers really need to pay almost $40 million to learn that? Back to Pelosi. Half her caucus believes their own fundraising hype and see red, blue. How does Pelosi rectify such a quandary? She goes on the attack. Thank God for the office of the presidency that President Trump has finally invoked executive privilege. Enough already, Nancy. Not one Democrat legislator has bothered going to look at the Mueller report made available to Congress. Maybe that's not actually what they want. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope. to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
See, it's had to be about 8-10 years ago. 8-10 years ago, I'm at an industry conference. I don't know how the topic was brought up. Some schlock broker advisor there was talking about a conversation, and I don't know how it brought up. I said, you know, one of my clients recently decided to liquidate half his portfolio because they wanted to start a business, and how I was like, you know, thrilled for them and what they wanted to do. And the advisor, schlock broker, whatever he was, looked at me like I had two heads. He said, you let him do that? You're losing assets under management. Why would you ever allow him to do that? And again, right away, he goes, okay, this guy is a anal sphincter. He's not a financial advisor. He is a, well, he's a maximizer for himself. We looked at the business that our client wanted to open up. We consulted on it, helped them with it. And they've done extraordinarily well. Why wouldn't we want our clients to invest and take advantage of opportunities? Anyway, I'm just thinking about that. And the amount of clients that we have that are small business owners, many of them worked in other jobs, decided to go off and start and do other things. It's extraordinary. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a lot of work, but it's a beautiful thing. Well, there comes a time when you build something up. And you've got kids. And I've told everyone here on the program, I had the conversation with my children. Sat them down, we're at the dinner table talking over. I said, listen, I'm not paying for college. I'm not paying for college unless you can give me a reason, a valid reason why you want to go. What are you going to do at college? What are you going to gain if I'm going to invest in you? Okay, I'm investing in you. You tell me what you're going to do with that investment, what you hope to learn at college, and what that's going to translate to down the road. They can't do that. I ain't paying. Just that simple. They're not ready then. Higher education is an investment. I also know with my kids as well, I don't know if any of them are going to want to come and work with us down the road. I would never, ever pressure them to do that. It's hard work. It's not for anyone. My eldest son, he's really interested in becoming an orthopedic surgeon. That's what he's always talking about now, because he wants to help athletes and work with athletes when he gets older, which is kind of neat. They've got to find their own way. If I've got a child that tells me, Dad, I want to go to college because I really want to be a school teacher, fine. That's no problem. But I'm not going to send you to super expensive U. You can go to a state school. And you can go on and do that. Because you're only going to make a certain amount of money as a school teacher. Just doesn't make sense, does it? Anyway, some of the things that happen with kids, family businesses. And I'm being honest and upfront. I know a lot of my listeners out there are going to be kind of aware of what I'm talking about. Very often, the second generation feels what? Entitled. Entitled. That's one of the, I hate that word. It's one of the worst words ever. Entitled, entitlements, all this stuff. And oftentimes, unfortunately, companies are handed to children on a silver platter. Yeah. Happens. Listen, it's happened with some of my clients, and I've warned them against it. Chris, I should have listened to you. We should have listened to you. It was a bad idea. It's risky. It is. You say, if you say, for instance, you've got a family restaurant. Got a family restaurant. Well, guess what? Your kid better start up. That kid wants to work in the restaurant business later on. Well, you better start that kid washing dishes. You got to start him washing dishes. You got to do the whole Louis Anderson coming to America there. Then you're washing lettuce. Then you're working your way up. You need to learn all aspects of the business. Isn't that funny? You think about it. I'm thinking about that movie, Coming to America. Remember, there was the Prince of Soul Glow there, the real rich kid, entitled. It was his dad's business, and he was going to take over the whole thing. And he was a bit of a jerk. Yeah. That's a problem when you have family businesses. Another thing. When kids are entitled, what can they become? Lazy. Yep. You're getting entitled and lazy. They go hand in hand. Now, all you business owners out there, you know. If you're a successful business owner, let me tell you something, you're not. Lazy. Got to be careful with that, with the second generation. Another thing that is oftentimes encountered is indifference. Don't care. Don't succeed. People who do well succeed because they give a damn. You get your kids taken over, family taken over, and they don't have that deep down drive to give a damn, that type of passion. Guess what? That company probably is not going to survive for the next generation. Believe it or not, most don't. Passion is a part of that. Again, you know what? Knowledge. Kind of talked about that. Now, you hand a kid a business and say, hey, you know, you got to learn a lot about this. Right. No. Not going to work well. Not to mention also, this is one of the things that we deal with now. So many different family offices, small businesses are coming to us in the financial planning industry and coming and saying, hey, I need a succession plan. We need a succession plan. We want you guys to take over our clients and take care of them. And we're always honored because we get approached all the time. And obviously we have to work things out. We have to work the culture out and put a deal together. But it is a process. Your kids have to be willing to do that and network and know all the customers, know all the employees, know all the businesses, know all the vendors. All of this stuff is important. This is why I'm a big, big believer in apprenticeships. Paid apprenticeships, of course. But they work. On the job training. Not graduating, finishing college, and then away you go. Doesn't work that way. And, there's another mentality that a lot of kids have as well, and it's called the employee mentality. They're not think like an owner. They think like an employee. They're there for a check. They can be selfish. There's a lot of this stuff out there, people, that you deal with when it comes to family businesses. And again, it's one of the things that we help people with and we consult on. It's a part of your financial plan. Got to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, all the help you need, get to that website or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has a message for everyone regarding President Trump's new immigration plan.
But this plan is focused on a different part of fixing the immigration system, and we'd like for people to not reject it before they even sit down and really learn about it.
President Trump is set to lay out his immigration plan at the White House just after 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-essential American personnel in Iraq are heading home after the Defense Department warned of a possible threat from Iranian-backed forces. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News about the increased tensions between the United States and Iran.
The president shot down the idea we're going to deploy 120,000 people. But removing personnel from embassies and consulates is clearly a serious move by the State Department. They feel the threat.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got a call of buzz behind you. I did talk about this past week on our podcast, but again, I'm... This story, this comes out every now and then. The census puts this information out. And it always reminds me of the movie The Natural. And there's a scene in the movie The Natural where Wilford Brimley, the manager of the New York Knights, the team is playing horrible. And he's yelling at his pitcher, "You're killing worms, Fowler!" And he was just screaming at people out there. And then he's talking to his bench coach, just listening. "Red, should have been a farmer, Red. My mother told me I should have been a farmer." Well, in today's day and age, it's you should have been a government worker. That's right. You want to make money? Work for the government. Yep, it's kicking everything else. Average wages across the board, if you're a private industry, median wage, almost $47,000 a year. Self-employed people, median earnings at around $50,000 a year. Government workers, median earnings, $53,500 a year. Yep, government work. United States of America, the highest median wage we have is with government workers. That, my friends, is a problem. It's a problem. Now, I first became aware of government work at a young age, at a very young age. First and foremost, I grew up in upstate New York, Albany, New York. Big government. Big state government. And from the time I was really young, my dad would take us to clean, office buildings and doctor's professional buildings from his cleaning business. My younger years, we were janitors. Janitors. That was great work. Didn't mind it a bit. And actually, loved the fact that, I got to go with my father to work. But anyway, neither here nor there. So we're going. I remember sitting in the back of my dad's car and looking out the window on the way to this hospital professional building that we had to clean. And along the way, going to downtown Albany, you'd see signs. State office building. And all these mini Albany-esque skyscrapers there. And I'd be saying to myself, what exactly do they do in there? Things that you remember questioning as a kid. I never asked the question out loud, but I always wondered, what do all of those people do? And I kind of learned growing up in upstate New York. My favorite rock station, getting a little bit older, always would make fun of the state workers there and the amount of free time they had and breaks that they used to have on PIX 106. Living up there, it became something that people wanted to become a part of. It was like that their goal in life was to finish high school and get a job working for the state. And they would actually say it like that. I want to get a job with the state. Doing what? I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine going in and just sitting at an office and barely working over the course of the day and moving paper around. Yet many of my old friends from high school did. Many of them did. And a lot of them ended up becoming, well, very, very left-wing and, to be honest, miserable. Miserable. Always, you can tell they're miserable based upon the ranting and raving they are about various different things on their social media pages out there. And these are the people that you have to pray for. They made choices. And now they're looking back at their life. They won't admit it. And they're sad. Because they could have done more. They could have done more. Could have done a lot more. But anyway, just to think about that for a second. I know it's kind of off the beaten track. The highest median wage in the country is government work. Take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. A decorated World War II veteran who died this month with no living relatives was honored by strangers around the world thanks to an unlikely relationship with a young woman determined to give him a hero's farewell. Bob Graham earned the Bronze and Silver Stars for his service in the Pacific, where he fought as a member of the elite Marine Raiders. After the war, he returned to New York State, where he worked as a corrections officer. He died at age 97, 2 years after the passing of Rosie, his wife of over 60 years. With no close relatives left and most of his Marines and former co-workers gone, Graham's death would have gone unnoticed if not for Beth Reagan, 27, who befriended Graham while volunteering at his nursing home. Fearing that his funeral might be sparsely attended, she turned to the Internet to get the message out. It was standing room only at his funeral. Thank you, Beth. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
Those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, speaking of liars, crooks, cheats, why don't we get into this? I have been, again, I look at certain things out there in the world that get touted and, you know, backed and pushed, and I laugh. Like I said, my bull excrement meter is spot on. Spot on. I'm going back to the go look at my track record if you want. You can go to our website, you can take a look at our columns going way back when, the calls that we've made. Everybody was making fun of me back in the 1990s, calling out the dot-com nonsense. I had the audacity to say, I don't get Enron. And Enron at that point in time, Enron was Fortune Magazine's Company of the Year 5 years straight. 5 years Company of the Year. I couldn't figure it out. I can barely figure out what the hell they actually did. And we see that happen all the time. The media will build companies up. Companies will hire PR people to push their narrative, their story, when there's nothing there. The proverbial emperor doesn't have any clothes. Now, there's this SoftBank out of Japan. Its CEO, his name is Masayoshi Son. He was claim to fame as he got lucky. He became one of the early investors in Alibaba. And guess what he also has? Middle Eastern backers. Middle Eastern backers. Middle Eastern backers are people that just have money to spend. And I witnessed just the ways that they spend money when I was in London. I'd never seen anything like it in my entire life. Who in the world parallel parks a Bugatti on a street? Who in the world would actually leave a $2 million plus car on a street? Well, it was tons of them, a whole street of them, of cars, and people walking around and riding their bikes, and nobody even watching the darn things. Who would do that? If somebody actually just keyed that car or bumped into it with their bike, the repair damage would be $100,000 plus. It's people that have a whole level of money that, well, it's difficult for most Americans to understand. At least, it's a spigot. The money pours out of the ground. You get it? And they've been doing it for a long period of time. And Middle Eastern backers means people with money that, if they lose, they lose. Then here on the program a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Chrysler building and how this Dubai fund bought into it some 10 years ago and didn't realize that, gee whiz, the land, or maybe they did realize, just didn't care. The land underneath the Chrysler building is owned by the Cooper Union, which is a college in New York. And the rent, the lease is up, and the Cooper Union is going to raise the lease payment through the roof. So now they're trying to sell the building at a massive loss. Not like it matters. Not like it matters because people keep driving around. The world still needs oil. But anyway, get to my point here. SoftBank. I've been watching their investments. They've got this Vision Fund, and they are big backers. Big backers of the unicorns. I'm not calling them unicorns anymore. I'm calling them zombies. And hopefully, well, for their sake, Vision Fund, SoftBank's Vision Fund, they're able to get liquid on those investments. Or it's going to get very, very ugly. But I saw this story. And this is eerily reminiscent of what was happening at the height of the dot-com boom. This SoftBank Vision Fund, guess what? It wants to go public, too. It wants to go public, too. Kind of reminds me, like, the Merrill Lynch Internet Fund that they started in March of 2000. Yeah, that was a real winner. Yep. Avoid this nonsense like the plague, my friends. Please avoid it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today.
at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I got a little old school here. I got a bunch of snack is too large. I got a bunch of rip-off scams I want to get to. We don't do this as often as we used to. When I mean used to, I mean 20 years ago here on the show. You are listening to the longest-running financial program in the country. And Watchdog on Wall Street, back in the day we first started, we really hammered the con artists and the crooks. Really went after them. Spent a great deal of time over the course of the program going over ripoffs and scams until I recognized I just spending too much time on it. Spending too much time on it because I kind of learned that, you know, I could do a couple stories here and there, and either people are going to listen or they're not. If I just tell more, they're just going to tune me out. If I'm being tuned out, I'm being tuned out. I kind of have a different way to explain this. If I'm telling you that 2 plus 2 equals 4, and you don't want to believe that it's 4, I don't care how many times I tell you 2 plus 2 equals 4, you're still not going to believe me. That makes sense? Anyway, this is in my neck of the woods. You got a schlock broker out here, Nassau County, here on Long Island. Facing charges of grand larceny and scheme to defraud in connection to a $5 million Ponzi scheme. Who'd they go after? Senior citizens. Senior citizens who entrusted their retirement savings to him. The name of his firm was Sisk Investment Services, and he got his clients to invest in a company called ConMac Funding, but use their money on other stuff, including, guess what? Guess what he spent it on? Personal expenses. Down payment on his home that he has got with a tennis court and a swimming pool. And, of course, paying the original investors to make the Ponzi scheme work. Again, ConMac Funding. You're taking the money. I'm sorry, this is senior citizens out there, okay? And part of the problem is, and I have explained this before on the program, we just talked about how a lot of senior citizens, they don't have a lot saved for retirement. They're worried about their money. And they feel that all of a sudden, guess what? I've got to get a higher level of return or I'm not going to make it. I don't have a choice. I'm going to have to speculate. There's always a choice. Don't say you don't have a choice. There's always a choice. There's always a choice. Going and gambling with your money. Why don't you go to a damn casino? You got a honestly, you got a better shot than with these con artists and them promising the sun, the moon, the stars, and all of these returns that they can't deliver on. You start listening to a tip. Schlock brokers and financial advisors out there that tout their returns. There's one to grow on. There's a Watchdog on Wall Street one to grow on. They start touting their returns. Run. run. They're not financial planners. They're con artists. Anybody who touts their returns as a financial advisor is a crook. Period. The end. That's not what financial planning is. This is, wow, again, 21-year-old Yale graduate. Omar Zaki, recent Yale grad, busted by the SEC. He was running a hedge fund called Armitage Capital while enrolled at Yale. And claiming to investors that his firm, oh boy, here we go again with the word algorithm. What is it about the word algorithm that makes people do really, really stupid things with their money? He's got an algorithm. He's from Yale. I've got an algorithm. He said that his algorithm produced eye-popping returns over a 10-year period. Kid was 21. What, did he start his algorithm when he was 11? Huh? Yeah. They never used an algorithm. He just lied. He just lied. And he reported returns in excess of 80% from December of 2016 through March of 2017. Yep. He was an economics and physics major. What? Honestly, I don't know what it is about people. I would have a better time thinking that the Avengers was nonfiction than believing this crap. You understand? The whole superhero genre is more believable than the crap that these people are saying. 80% return. I've got an algorithm. He's got an algorithm. You have an algorithm. I've got an algorithm. It's all one big fat lie. I'm going to say this again. You get anybody out there that's financial advisor touting their returns. Now listen, the one kid here, the Yale grad, he's got a hedge fund. And he's telling everybody that these are the returns that he's getting. I mean, well, again, let's look at this if you're being smart. If he can show an 80% return, he would have money flowing in from every pension. You understand the type of money would flow in? And if he could show an 80% return, do you not think that there might be risk involved? Huh? What has he got? The lotto fund? Did he buy the right lotto ticket at some point in time? I know. I'm ranting and raving here, people. And I'm trying. I hope it has a desired effect. I hope people will wisen up. What we're trying to do here at the show is we're trying to prevent victims. I don't like victims. Don't be a victim. Don't be a sucker. Don't be a greater fool. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News that the farmers have been especially hit hard.
We have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets. We lost export markets that we had for 30 years.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talks about the Trump administration's immigration proposal that was unveiled on Thursday.
What the president is putting forward is, it's not the complete immigration bill, but it's a very good start, and it's the base where people can work from. But the crisis we have today, we got to solve the loophole problems that are going down along the border. I think that would be one element.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
First-time unemployment claims are down. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting that around 212,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 16,000 fewer than the week before. The experts were expecting to see a higher number, around 220,000 workers filing initial jobless claims last week. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Totally outrageous. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to a White House letter rejecting demands for documents and testimony related to the Mueller report.
It says the president is above the law and Congress has no right to investigate any of the actions of the president, hold him accountable in any way.
Pelosi was speaking there at her weekly press conference. The letter sent from White House counsel Pat Cipollone says there will be no unauthorized do-over of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Trump administration has been working behind the scenes for months on a strategy to force greater price disclosure across the $3.5 trillion health care industry. This as Democrats continue to push their Medicare for All plans. Former Republican Senator Dr. Tom Coburn joins Fox News and says this Medicare for All plan, a lot of things would happen like overseas in Europe when if you break your hip at age 75, guess what? You're out of luck.
In a lot of countries, if you fall and break your hip at 75 years of age, you don't get it fixed. You know, you're over. You know, you may eventually recover from that, they don't spend $8,000 giving you a new hip.
Yeah. You just lie there with a broken bone until it heals itself.
So the fact is ideally what we should have is everybody should have access and great care. And those are policies we can get behind. Sure. Everybody can get behind that. So how do you do that effectively? And you do that with price transparency. We can save, the studies show, between $400 billion and $1.2 trillion a year if, in fact, we had price discovery and people making choices based on walking with their feet to where they get the best value and the best deal.
Sure.
And finally, Walmart is posting higher-than-expected earnings for the first quarter at $1.13 per share. The retail giant, though, did miss revenue projections by about $1 billion at just under $124 billion. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?